Well, good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and subscribers of Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday, 1st of October 2012. 1st of October already, pinch punch, first of the month, rabbit snares and all that lot, of which are no shortage whatsoever of either up here, normally eating plants in our garden. And as for those squirrels, they seem to be breathing like flies at the moment. I'm recording this over the weekend as I'm heading off on Sunday to Celtic Manor near Cardiff for the Institute of Financial Planning's annual conference. Generally, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, generally regarded as 3 days of exceptional CPD and 3 nights of supporting the profits of the distillers and brewers at the bar. So it should be good fun. Anyway, to biz, let's look at the markets this week and look back at September, which is generally a very positive month for equities. Actually, it's been a positive quarter and a positive year, although markets did trail off last week, indicating that the worries are still there, and in a few weeks the gains of the last month may no longer be gains. That's not being pessimistic, that's just being realistic. Now let's turn to the regions and look at some of the highlights. In the US, data tends to remain very mixed in the economy, but mind you, not as weak as Europe. The housing market is still showing signs of life, even if it did stumble a little in August. Possibly that's because of supply issues, and hence where the upward trend in home prices in the US. Second quarter GDP was revised downwards to 1.3% from the previous of 1.7%, but hey, it's growth, which is certainly better than Europe. Falls in manufacturing and durable goods orders were recorded, and that is a worry, obviously. But at the same time, we saw sizable declines in initial jobless figures last week, which is a positive. Heading across to Europe, and news last week was dominated by Spain, Greece and France as they all try to impose austerity in the face of stronger voter opposition. And what we're seeing really in Europe is an evolution of the crisis, which started as a banking crisis, moved on to a sovereign debt crisis, and is now turning into a political and social crisis. And I think still a long way to run on that one. In Asia Pacific, markets are really weighed down towards the end of the month by the China-Japan standoff. That obviously is always a worry, and these geopolitical events sort of suddenly flare up, and they do tend to be worrying. Also weighed down by Eurozone tensions. And we also saw weak output data from China and North Korea. And ironically, of course, that spurred a recovery as investors anticipated yet more central bank action to add to the massive injection of liquidity issued by the People's Bank of China at the start of the week. Looking at some of the other indicators, oil continues to trend down over the month on low global growth projections and falling demand. That demand partly falling as a result of alternatives coming on stream, particularly shale gas. US Treasury yields down again on growth concerns. And in the currency market, the US dollar regained its momentum, as are other safe haven currencies such as the yen and the pound. And the euro has fallen back sharply after its steady recovery over the summer. Okay, let's have a look at what the markets did in September. Generally a positive month, as I say, although tailing off at the end of the month. But Japan is up 0.5%, Far East up around 6%, Europe up around 0.5%, UK up 3%, and US up 2.5%. Oil stands at $92 for West Texas Intermediate, and gold more or less static at 1774. So what's the bottom line? Well, US economic strength and its recovery is certainly not a foregone conclusion, I'm afraid, and that is something that has to be addressed along with the fiscal deficit issue. Europe still remains a sick man of the global economic team, and is without doubt a burden on global economic recovery at the moment. And the longer it takes for Europe to sort itself out, the longer will be the global recovery, or the start of the global recovery, I should say. What's happening in this up-and-coming week? It's Golden Week holiday in the Far East, so not much activity on the markets there. We do, however, see a plethora of central bank announcements and global purchasing manager indices coming out next week, which are very interesting. And I think the focus on 4Q12 will be where the bond buying programs in the US and Europe will really lead to improved economic data. That's it from me. I'm looking forward to a great week at Celtic Manor, or a great 3 days at Celtic Manor. Just remind you, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational service. So nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. That's it from me. Thank you very much indeed. Take care and speak to you next week. Bye.